This is becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as Breakfast Club, bitches.
Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day. I hope y'all enjoyed the weekend. Just remember that when you out here getting fat, eating all that cookout food, it's a real veteran who fought in the war for your ass who didn't get to eat nothing this weekend, okay? Damn, that country. This is when this country pisses me off. Because if you went to go fight for this country and you homeless now, that's a damn shame. Veterans should at least get free room and board and shouldn't have to pay taxes for the rest of their life, and they should get a stipend every month. That's just my personal opinion.
All right, that would be awesome. Maybe you can make that happen.
One day.
All right, well, Charlamagne, how was your weekend?
It was good. I didn't do nothing. Like, I didn't have to go anywhere. I was here minding my business. I was relaxing.
That's always nice. I was in St. Martin, had a great time.
Yeah.
And then last night, shout out to my boy Shy, was his birthday, so I was with him at the Palace.
Yeah, I rested this weekend because I'm going to be out and about a lot this week. I'll be in Concord, North Carolina, which is like right outside of Charlotte. I'll be there on Wednesday, May 31st at the Books A Million in Concord Mills Mall at 6 p.m. So if you're listening to this on Screech 103.3 in Charlotte right now, just know that I will be at the Books A Million in Concord Mills Mall at 6 p.m. on May 31st, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, we got one of your boys coming this morning, right, Yee?
Well, I just met him.
Oh.
But Kevin Lowes manages him.
Okay.
From 300, but that is T Grizzly from the D.
All right.
Also, we got Giselle from Real Housewives of Potomac.
So, hold on. So, Kevin Lyles wants to sponsor this show this morning, because T. Grizzly's his artist, and ain't Giselle his homegirl?
Well, his wife, Erica, went to school with Giselle.
Got you.
So, you know, and they have a business together.
So, this is all sponsored by Kevin.
Yes. Shout out to Kevin.
All right. Hey, well, don't y'all go anywhere. It's the world's most dangerous morning show. Oh, we got Shoot Your Shot at 7 a.m., by the way. Let's not forget about
that.
That's a great Monday feature. So we'll see you. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Nestle.
Hey, tell them why you're blessed, mama.
I'm so blessed because I have the greatest boyfriend in the world, and I know we've only been together for like a short time. It's been like a little over a month.
Oh my God. Calm down. Simmer down.
He's happy right now.
Simmer down. Everything just simmer down.
This is the warm-up. He
simmer
got a warm-up.
Down.
Right now.
Let your tea cool off a little bit. All right, you're going to burn your little
mouth. Let's hear what happened. What happened?
He makes me so happy.
Oh. Yay. That's
you
sweet.
You don't even know him. You know his representative right now.
Well, let her be happy. This is tell him why you're blessed. Let's hear how great he is. Go ahead. What does he do?
You dating his hologram right now, boo. All right.
He sends me all these cute things all the time, and he makes sure he tells all of his friends and he knows
he hits
cares about me.
He had sex with you yet?
No.
Oh, man.
Well, that's sweet. Listen, excuse these bitter women that I work with, okay, honey? You go ahead and be blessed.
Listen, call us back a month or two after he has sex with you and tell me if y'all still even together.
You sound like a bitter woman, man. Leave her alone. Let her be happy.
But good luck. You enjoy your early months, all right?
I love a little delusion in the morning with my green tea.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is JoJo from Columbus, Ohio, man.
Tell me why you blessed,
JoJo.
What's going on, man? DJ Envy, Charlamagne the God, the beautiful Angela Yee. Good morning to y'all.
I'm highly
blessed and favorite because my God wakes me every morning to my beautiful children. I get to go to my amazing job, even though I don't like it, but I respect it. Take care of my family. And I got good friends around me, man. So I'm highly favored and blessed every day. And I listen to the best morning breakfast club, best group in the morning.
You got to wake up, and gratitude should be your attitude. I love that,
love
my
it.
Brother. Peace.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Nat.
Nat, tell them why you're mad.
You know why I'm mad? On Friday, one of my coworkers called in and had the audacity to tell y'all that she's being bullied at work.
Oh,
but let me tell you... something like that.
Stop bullying her.
Wow. Oh, so you know her. Okay. You guys work together.
No, here's the thing. I'm not bullying her. I just feel that if we're both getting paid to do a job, stop lollygagging and having me pick up after you. I basically just told her about herself, and she didn't like it. If I'm going to be doing her job, she needs to give me half of her pay.
Damn. She told me she's going to swing on you next time you try her like that.
She ain't that. She ain't crazy. Yep. She ain't crazy.
So are you bullying her at work, though?
I'm not bullying her. She's just one of those people that likes to sit around and talk and not do her work until last minute. So if you don't wait last minute to do something, you want to do it on your own. Don't ask me for no help.
How old is she?
I did my part.
How old is she?
Huh?
How old is she?
She's like in her 40s.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say that sound like millennial behavior, but if she in her 40s and acting like that, she just lazy.
Now, how y'all gonna get along at work now?
They not.
We're not gonna get along. She just started something.
Oh yeah, she's gonna swing on you for sure.
It's over.
I'm sorry, mama.
Nah.
Thank you for calling, though.
Put that Vaseline. Put that Vaseline around your eyes when you go to scrapping now.
Tell them why you're mad or tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. Call us right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is iPhone with Sim. What's good? Number one fan.
What up, Sim? Tell him why you're mad.
Yo, I'm mad because this girl drove all the way from Poughkeepsie. I live in Nashville County, and she just lays in the bed. Can't give me no box, no nothing. I was just wondering, like, damn, she could have laid in the bed somewhere else, you know?
Did you call her an Uber to leave?
Nah, I ain't calling her Uber to leave. Hell no.
Did you call her a Lyft?
Bad, though. Nah, I just laid with her. She was bad, so I said, maybe next time.
So you cuddle. That's cute.
You just cuddle. You're a cuddle buddy.
Nothing wrong with cuddling.
Man, you should be ashamed of yourself cuddling with a random.
I am, bro.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I am ashamed.
Maybe that's wifey material. Maybe that's wifey material.
You don't cuddle with no random.
That's the only thing that made me not kick out. I was like, you know what? Maybe she ain't a rat. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Next time you feel like cuddling, just get a teddy bear, bro.
Hello, who's this?
This is Shafia. How are you?
Hey, good morning. You feeling blessed this morning, mama?
Yes, I'm feeling super blessed, Envy. Good morning, Charlamagne.
What's up, boo?
Good morning, Yee.
Good morning. How are
y'all? But I just want to call in this morning and tell you guys that I am truly blessed. I have my life going in the right direction. I'm focused on my kids right now. I just went through a horrible breakup with my kid's father. So it's just a blessing for me to be focused. And I got good news that I'm eligible to buy the house that I live in.
Yeah, okay.
Congrats, Mama.
F. Donald Trump and his high mortgage rates.
Congratulations.
Yes. And I live in Warren, Michigan. You know, I'm out here where this Warren mayor had called us chimpanzees and stuff like that. So even through it all, I'm just trying to stay focused and be blessed and think about my kids and my finances. So I'm truly blessed that through the breakup, I found the Lord. I found them even more than I found them before. I'm attending church every Sunday.
There you go.
And it's just a really positive thing, you know, to just stay on track.
Hello, who's this?
This is Kim.
Kim, you feeling blessed this morning?
Yes, I am.
You tell us why, Kim.
I'm blessed because I have a roof over my head, breath in my body, food on my table, a husband who loves me unconditionally, an amazing little 3-year-old son, and a loving family.
There you go, baby. You just make sure that breath in your body is fresh this morning. Have you brushed your teeth yet?
Oh, it is.
Oh, hallelujah. God bless you.
There you go. Have a good morning, mama.
All right, you too.
Hello, who's this?
This is Evan Braun from Valdosta, Georgia.
Hey. What's up, my brother?
Tell him why you mad.
Man, I'm a little pissed off. Check this out. 6 years ago, I married a beautiful, absolutely beautiful African-American woman. And I'm a white dude. But let me tell you, her boss man, who I thought was pretty cool, yesterday gonna get a little pissed off with her because she was running late because taking our child to daycare. All right, well, next thing you know, he's calling her all kind of racial languages and everything, and I need to figure out how I need to not go to jail because I'm fixing to go visit this dude to come 8 o'clock a.m.
Is her boss white?
White as a sun, bitch. White as a fucking marshmallow.
And you're white. You just go in there and swing on them. You don't go to jail for stuff like that. It's white on white crime. It's just a little fight between the fellas. That's all. They'll send you on about your way.
But I'm going to knock your teeth out, and I got one more thing.
All right.
Charlamagne for president.
Hey, I'm running, baby. I feel like I could do anything now because I got black privilege and white people are suing for reverse racism. I feel like I could do anything in America at this moment.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning,
morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time to shoot your shot. This was our very first call, and this was Jay. He wanted to shoot his shot with Rob, and it's very interesting. Let's get into it. Earlier, during Tell Him Why You're Mad, we had a caller. His name was Jay, and this is what Jay said.
Well, I'm mad because my friend Rob just got out of a relationship, and he's been feeling so miserable. And I think that he is awesome, and I wish he was dating me instead.
Wow. Oh, wait a minute. So Rob is a gay guy. You're a gay guy, clearly.
Well, I'm gay. I don't know if Rob's gay or not, but, you know.
Oh, Rob was with a woman.
Yeah. He was with a girl, and she just broke his heart, you know?
So you're not, like, mad. You're, like, sexually frustrated.
Yeah.
He wants to give it a try.
Do you think he might like you? Has he ever tried to, like, you know, slide you a little tongue or anything?
No, but there was this one time when we went out dancing together, and I think that, you know, he had a lot of fun at that gay club.
Whoa. So you want to slob on Rob's knob? You want us to call him for you?
Yeah, let's call him.
Are you sure now?
That'd be cute. I love a good hookup.
You said he's not gay. Well, so would he be upset?
Oh, he doesn't know.
Well, you know what? Jay, hold on. So now we have Jay on the line. What's up, Jay?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Ho-ho, I can hear the gay in your voice this morning, Jay.
Yes, that is right.
You have no choice but to be openly gay when you have a voice like yours.
Now stop it. now tell us what's going on, Jay.
Okay, so me and my friend Rob, like, you know, we go way back. We've been, you know, friends for a few years now. And he just went through this really bad relationship.
With a girl or a guy?
It was with a girl, and, you know, he just broke up, and I think that he's been really having a tough time. And, you know, the thing of it is that I really think that I'm the one for him. Like, I think that this is the perfect time.
Does he like men?
I don't know.
So how can you think you're the one for him if you don't even know if he likes penis?
He's giving him a feeling.
Well, yeah, you know, because, like, I just feel like whenever we talk, like, we relate so well and stuff, and, you know, I don't know if he'll be into it, but, like, I really just want to try.
But this could destroy your friendship, though.
Yeah, but, like, he's just so hot, and, like, I really wanted to tell him this for a long time, and it's just, you know, I think this is, it's now or never.
All right, is there any indication that he might like you, too? Like, has he ever done anything, touched your leg?
Did he accidentally give you oral sex one day?
No. he never gave me oral sex one day. But it's like, I just feel like, I don't know, it's an intuition, you know? Like, if I had woman's intuition, I would call it that, but I'm not, you know, a girl, so I...
You can still have intuition, though.
Gay guesstimation.
It's called gaydar.
Gay
guesstimation.
Basically, my gaydar is going off, and I feel like there is a chance. There's a chance that this could work.
All right. Well, we're ready to try to help you make it work.
Well,
all right.
We can. If it's a chance that you can get in his pants, we're going to help you.
When we come back, we're going to call him. So don't go anywhere, Jay. When we come back, we're going to call Rob. Don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, earlier today, Jay called Tell Him Why You're Mad, and he said that he wanted to holler at a friend, right, Yee?
That's right. Only thing is he's not 100% sure if his friend is gay or not.
Why are y'all doing this to people early in the morning?
What do you mean?
What if that man ain't gay?
Okay, then he'll say, no, I'm not interested.
Okay, if it's a love hookup, great. But what if he ain't gay? Now they're going to be at each other's face awkward all the time. They might not even want to see each other no more.
Well, listen, sometimes you got to shoot your shot. Gay or not, people shoot their
shot. That's
what you
say. You got to shoot your shot sometimes.
I like that, Yeez. Gay or not, sometimes you got to shoot your shot.
That's what it is.
Gay or not, sometimes you got to shoot your shot. Pull out your put it in his pot.
All right, that's a little too much. So you always go too far. Jay, you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello? Hey, Rob. It's me, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, what's up, dude? How's it going?
You know, just enjoying the morning here. I just want to catch up with you because...
hey, Rob. It's us from The Breakfast Club. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm DJ Envy.
What?
Charlamagne's here as well. Yeah, so Jay has something very special he wanted to talk to you about, but he needed a little help.
It's taking him some time to get to the point. We had to jump in.
Yeah, so he wanted
to... Wait, what's going on?
Well, go ahead, Jay. You can tell him from here.
Hey, I just wanted to talk for a little bit because, you know, I know that the relationship you was in was, you know, it was kind of tough getting out of that and stuff.
Get to it, Jay.
You know, we hung out a lot and stuff, and I think that, you know, you're a really cool guy and everything. And
get to it, Jay.
I mean, you know how I am, and I wanted to know if maybe we could hang out and try maybe going out for drinks and dinner and, yeah.
Do you understand what's happening here, Rob? Jay wants to slob on your knob.
Gay sex.
What?
Oh, Rob, hold on. Rob, have you ever looked at Jay in a way that perhaps you guys could try something and be together?
Be together like what?
Like, sexually.
Sexually, like kissing. Hoping.
Top and bottom.
Yes.
Bottom to the top. The top feels so much better than the bottom.
Nah, I haven't.
Rob, would you give it a try? Because Jay seems like he's really into it. He seems like you guys are good friends. Y'all like playing ball with each other. Would you give it a shot?
Man, I don't know about that one.
He didn't
Rob,
say no.
Okay,
yeah,
that's promising. That's promising.
No. I heard about curiosity in your voice, Robert.
Man, I really don't know.
Something happened between y'all. Y'all didn't just come to this conclusion. Jay, you going to tell us what happened? Something happened to y'all. Y'all was playing Madden, smoking some weed, maybe doing some Molly together. Something happened.
Well, it's just that we have so much fun all the time together, and, you know, whenever we're hanging out. Now, I do remember this one time when we were out dancing at a club. It was a gay club, and we went there together, and I know that you had fun, Rob. Like, we were dancing pretty good.
Were you guys dirty dancing? Rob, if you're not gay, why would you go to a gay club with Jay?
Nah, I like house music. That's the only place that plays house music.
That is true. That is the only place you're going to hear house music.
That's not the only place.
You can go to Jersey at any club around 1 in the morning, they're playing house music.
Okay, so Rob, would you perhaps go on a date with Jay just to see if maybe something could
happen?
I don't know. I mean, we hang out anyway, but I don't know.
You thought about it, Rob.
We could go to the club. We could with house music. There's so many bars that play house music. No pressure.
Let him tell you.
Listen, you take.
I mean, I'll hang out. That's my boy. We already been hanging out, but I don't know.
All right,
okay, so I don't know is not a hard no.
Right.
It's let's see what can happen.
He'll give it a chance. He'll give it an opportunity. Okay.
Jay, take him to the club, Jay.
His name is Jay, not Gay.
Jay, take Rob to the club. Have the DJ play Cameron, Sucker the Knot, and then you look him dead in his eyes and wink at him. Okay?
I'll give it a try.
Well, good luck,
guys. He's going to give it a try.
You guys go out and have a good time. It might spark something. You never know, Rob. Give it a chance.
I respect you, Rob. I thought this was going to be way worse. I thought you was going to curse Jay out and everything.
Nah, he's open to the idea.
But is your butthole open to the idea?
I don't know about all that, bro.
Well, Rob, give it a chance, Rob. And you know what, guys, it's after y'all go out, give us a call back. Let us know how it went.
Yeah, take it slow with him, Jay. Jay, take it slow. Yeah,
you can't force it, Jay. Yeah, slow.
I will take it easy. You know, if Rob, whatever you're comfortable with, I'm fine with that, too. Like, we can always keep on as we've been doing, and everything will be good to go.
And don't be afraid to be versatile, Jay. If he's not comfortable being a bottom, then you know what you have to do. You have to assume the position.
What? Yeah.
Okay.
You guys let them have their first date before they get into all that.
Okay. Well, you guys.
And make sure to use condoms.
Okay. Well,
Come on now.
All right. Sorry, Jay. He's been a little disrespectful.
All right, Jay and Rob. Good luck, guys.
Let them kiss before they do that.
All right.
All right. Well, let us know. Call us up and let us know, okay?
Okay, we will.
That was beautiful. Slob on Rob's knob for the culture one time. I like that.
We're in the middle of Shoot Your Shot. If you want to shoot your shot, you can hit us up, breakfastclubam@gmail.com. We have another Shoot Your Shot coming up next, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Shoot Your Shot. On the line, we have Big Les.
Yo. Hey,
yo.
I love the show, man. I love you guys.
Oh, my goodness. Les, you sound like you're about 45, 50 years old.
Hey, man, I mean, age ain't nothing but a number.
All right. Oh, okay, Les.
Okay, Aaliyah.
Now, Les, explain this to us. Now, you have a crush on your daughter's best friend?
You got that right.
How old are you, Big Les?
46.
How old is your daughter's friend?
She's about 22, 23.
All right, you got to relax.
Oh, my goodness.
Bro.
Weird.
You got to relax.
All right, so you have a crush on your... How long have you known your daughter's friend? Since she was how old?
How long have I known him? Well, you know, I've known him since he was kids.
That's creepy. That's disgusting. So you've been watching your daughter's friend grow up since she was a little kid, and you had a crush on her?
Well, you know, like, she
sound like a
daughter.
Pedophile.
Wait a minute now. Don't go there. I respect you a lot, E. I love you, but don't go there.
You sound like a pedophile. You've been planning on recruiting this girl since she was in elementary school.
It's the way your voice is warbling also.
That's illegal. That's against NCAA rules.
No, Charlamagne. No. Let's fast forward this. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Whoa. Okay.
She's 22, 23 years old. If you see this girl, man, she put Coca-Cola out of business.
By the way, you've watched American Beauty one too many times, and the reason you want to fast forward this conversation is because you're trying to fast forward this girl's life. Now she's of age, you want her, and that's disgusting.
I want to tap that ass. That's what I want.
I can't talk to you no more. I'm not talking. Why are we talking?
This is disgusting.
I want to tap that ass.
I don't even feel right trying to set this up.
All right, check it out. I got an older uncle that I want to hook up with your daughter. He's 57.
So you gonna go there?
Yeah, it's an old ass man out here lusting for your daughter the same way you lusting for this little young girl.
Well, you know what? She's a grown woman. I taught her well. She can handle.
Oh, you taught her how to suck?
Oh, stop it, man!
They taught her well.
But listen, how would you feel if your daughter's friend, if her dad, tried to talk to your daughter?
That's a little awkward.
Well, you know, I mean, like, you know, she's grown. I gave her everything and all the ammunition she needs to be a grown-ass woman.
Yeah, now I'd beat your ass, but hold on. We going to call her.
Is he trying to tell us that he taught his daughter how to pop that poom-poom for an old goon?
But we going
to
call this young lady. Hold on.
I don't want no part of this.
No, we going to tell the young lady that she can't do this. But I would whoop his ass. Absolutely. What if my daughter brought home a guy my age? Well, I'm not 45.
He ain't even talking about wife.
Let me rephrase that. I'm nowhere near that. But older than me, I'm whooping his ass.
He ain't even talking about wifing her. He's just talking about wanting to smash
her.
What's disgusting. Yeah. And the fact he knew her since he was a kid. No, that's disgusting.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to call this young lady. Her name is Jasmine. And keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. If you just joined us, we're doing Shoot Your Shot. Now, that's when you can call, you can email us, thebreakfastclubam@gmail.com. If there's somebody that you know that you are interested in and you want to try and see if it could work out, we're going to let you call them live on air. Now, we have Big Les on the phone lines right now. He is actually calling his daughter's best friend. Now, Big Les is probably in his 50s. His daughter's best friend, I'm guessing, is around 20, her early 20s. But we told Big Les we're going to let him shoot his shot. So let's dial a number.
All right. Hello?
Hey, Jasmine. This is Big Les. What's up?
Oh, hey, what's up? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right, baby girl. What's happening?
I'm good. What's up?
Oh, man, you know, like, you busy this weekend?
For what?
Hey, let's just cut to the chase. I want to take you out. You know, are you feeling it or what?
Oh, okay.
What the hell you mean, girl?
This is the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Jasmine.
What the hell you mean, okay? You giving this old man some play?
Yeah, actually.
So you mean to tell me you had your eye on your friend's daddy all these years?
I mean, maybe not all these years, but I mean, I see him.
Is he an attractive old man?
He is a good-looking old man.
Okay, but what about your friend? How's she going to feel about you going out with her dad?
I don't think that she's going to mind.
You like old men or something?
Oh, my goodness.
Who doesn't like a nice silver fox?
Okay.
What about your daddy? Is your daddy in the house?
Yes.
Your daddy should whoop his ass. What would your daddy think if you brought the oldest 46 year old?
Let's slow down here for a minute, then, because we all getting up in age. You never know what our futures may hold. I'm not going to sit here and knock this man if he can bag a 20-something-year-old tender. It may have sounded worse than it actually is.
But, okay, hold on, but Jasmine.
A toddler.
Technically, this is
Jasmine. Do you feel, has anything weird ever happened, like when you were growing up at your friend's house with the dad?
Diddy older than 45.
No.
No way. Nothing like that. I mean, no, nothing like that.
This is Diddy and Cassie.
This is Diddy and Cassie, man.
Diddy didn't help raise Cassie. Diddy didn't wasn't there with Cassie.
He didn't know her when she was underage.
Yeah. Doesn't matter when she was 12. She was 12 at some point in her life.
Oh, you're a dirty old man now.
This girl was 12 at some... Jasmine, you was 12 at some point in your life. Cassie was 12 at some point in her life. Diddy was with J-Lo and Cassie was 2. It don't matter.
Okay, so basically it's none of our business now. If they want to go out with each other, they're both of age.
Yeah, I mean, there's an age difference, but, I mean, just think, what if I didn't know him when I was younger?
Right.
Would it still be
an issue? It's okay, that's right,
Jasmine.
Except you did.
But
listen, you probably going to end up getting worms from somebody. Why not somebody that you know?
And you asked about my daddy. My daddy would just be like, is he treating you right?
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what most daddies who don't live with their kids say. You know what I'm saying? They just check in. Yeah, they check in every night and say, you good? You got a boyfriend, he treating you right? Okay, I'll see you on next Tuesday.
You talking about your daddy?
Okay. So you guys are gonna go on a date. What's the plan?
Well, I'm gonna go with her flow, but if she doesn't have anything in mind, I'm gonna wine and dine that little lady like she deserves.
Well, IHOP on Fridays is over 65. You get free pancakes and
he's
the
not
movies.
Over 65.
You guys, you know, y'all need to chill out, man. Just let people live their
lives. 45 ain't old, brother. I get you. Hey, listen, man, you take it to Applebee's, you get that 2 for $20. You know what I'm saying? And y'all enjoy, okay?
All right.
Wow.
All right. Well, you guys have fun. How are you going to break the news to your daughter?
Oh, well, you know, I'm just going to tell her I'm taking Jasmine out.
Let her find out on Instagram or Facebook.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm a grown-ass man. I'll tell my daughter.
Yes, you are.
I'm taking her out.
Oh, he dying already.
He dying
thinking about that young vagina. That young vagina thinking about it got you about to have a heart attack.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, I can't wait to hear how this goes. Good luck, guys.
Now, Les, do you eat the butt?
All right.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, let's keep it moving, please.
Man, that's all you got to say. Do you eat ass? All right.
All right now.
All right. Oh. All right.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I can't really hate on that situation, man. We all getting up in age. You never know what the future may hold.
All right, so let's switch it a little bit. Your daughter turned 22. She bring home a man that's 46.
Nah, not having it.
See? That's what I'm saying.
I'm personally not having it.
Me
and I ain't speaking about my daughter. I'm speaking about me and my own selfish ass. When I'm 50-something years old and just say me and my wife don't work out, I'm going to get me something young and tender. I'm telling you that right now.
I'm going
to get me a fresh 22, 23-year-old.
You know what?
Okay, fresh out of college. What was your degree? You majored in journalism? Well, come talk to the radio.
So you're going to be a sponsor. You're basically going to be a sponsor.
All right, that was Shoot Your Shot. When we come back, we have Donkey of the Day, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I go by the name of Charlemagne the God, the Prime Minister of pissing people off, the ruler of rubbing you the wrong way, the architect of aggravation. I am fake hair right now. And being that I'm fake hair, we're going to do a best of Donkey of the Day, okay? You know, I love giving people the credit they deserve for being stupid, and this is one of those times I gave somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid, and y'all really enjoyed it. So after Donkey of the Day, we got my man T. Grizzly from Detroit. I can't say he's my man because I never met him. I wasn't even here when he did the interview.
Right.
But, you know.
It's false advertising on your part.
That's just a black thing. My man. I don't even know that. All right? But he'll be here.
Or it could mean you guys are dating when you say my man.
Shut up. it's the Breakfast Club. Here's Best of Donkey of the Day.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mix up.
So like a donkey.
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day
goes to the little lost Negro, formerly known as Bow Wow Wow, Yippee Yo, Yippee Yay, Shad Moss. Okay? Every day of Shad Moss's life, it seems like he's starring in a terrible biopic airing on Lifetime about himself. And of course, in this biopic, he is playing himself because, let's be honest, nobody can play themselves better than Shad Moss can play himself. If there's one thing on this planet Shad Moss is good at, it's playing himself. Well, the playing of thyself continued when Shad Moss posted a pic of a private jet with a Sprinter and Mercedes-Benz pulled up to it with the caption, Travel Day! NYC press run for Growing Up Hip Hop. Let's go. I promise to bring y'all the hottest show ever, May 25th on WeTV. Now, Shad Moss is the executive producer of Growing Up Hip Hop. Salute to him on that. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Shad Moss being the EP on Growing Up Hip Hop.
But I don't understand how you can be EP of a show called Growing Up Hip Hop when you clearly still have a lot of growing up to do. Okay, you know how they talk about doing the Baby Boy sequel? They should do it based on Shad Moss's life. He is a 30-year-old grown-ass man who mentally is still balled up in the fetal position of his mother's womb. Okay, Shad Moss may physically be a grown-ass man, but psychologically, he is still that little boy who is headlining the Scream Tour. He's delusional, okay? I knew he was delusional when I saw that video of him online when he had the hoodie on and he was walking in front of a group of kids and he was acting like he didn't want to be noticed and they didn't notice it was him. Remember this?
Yo, it's a field trip behind me. They don't know it's me. Oh, shit.
Nigga, they don't care. Okay? This guy still thinks it's 2005. Not only did those kids not notice you, they probably didn't know who you are and actually didn't care. But back to the matter at hand. Shad Moss posted this pic of a private jet and immediately got called out. A young man took a pic of Shad Moss on a commercial airline with the caption, "So this guy, Lil Bow Wow, is on my flight to NY." But on Instagram, he posted a picture of a private jet caption, "Traveling to NY today, shaking my head." Shaking my head is the correct answer because Shad Moss is a devil damn liar. When will you fools realize there's no future in fronting? I know a lot of people like to say you turn out to be what you pretend to be. It could be some truth in that, but in the process of that, you have to be careful who you pretend to be because you might forget who you are. And Shad Moss, in his pursuit to pretend to still be that guy who's headlining the Scream Tour, forgot that he is not that guy Bow Wow anymore. And that's fine. You have moved on. You still moving and shaking. You still got a career. But for whatever reason, that's not good enough for you. For whatever reason, Shad Moss is choosing to catfish himself. Why are you trying to be Shad? Who are you trying to be, Shad Moss? Huh? Are you trying to be D-Pimpin? Remember D-Pimpin? D-Pimpin is the guy who pretended to still be Bow Wow, okay? That's what Shad Moss is doing. Shad Moss is D-Pimpin pretending to still be Bow Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, a wise man who got caught red-handed the way Shad Moss did would have just fell back, relaxed his mind, let his conscience free, but not Shad Moss. Oh, Shad Moss got on IG and doubled down on the donkiness. He posted N-words so dumb. Oh, boy. N-words take an old picture to say why I was and wasn't. Who do that? Y'all better stop playing with me. Ha, ha, ha. N-words is retarded. Now, Shad Moss, the only dumb, retarded N-word in this whole scenario is you. Because you were the one who took a stock picture from the Fort Lauderdale VIP transportation company and posted it on your IG like it was real. Okay, Shad Moss also posted, "Catch me at Teterboro tomorrow, going back home. Half y'all broke mofos still can't afford a buddy pass on Spirit Airlines. Stay out the big boy lane." Now, I wish every single Spirit passenger who was fighting yesterday at Fort Lauderdale Airport could collectively jump Shad Moss. You the one fronting. You the one lying to yourself, and you got the nerve, the unmitigated gall to insult the financially challenged people of our society. I would rather be the broke mofo who can't afford a buddy pass on Spirit Airlines than be the mentally poor mofo who still got a lie to kick it, like you are, Shad Moss. Financially broke, you can change that. Mentally broke, that takes a little work. And you, my friend Shad Moss, are mentally broke. Clearly, you are not happy with the life you are currently leading, because if you was, then you wouldn't have to post stock photos from Fort Lauderdale VIP limo. Shad Moss and all the kids listening out there, please listen to your Uncle Sharla. Remember this. If you want to be successful, you must respect one rule. Never lie to yourself. Okay? You can learn a lot from your mistakes if you don't deny them. Okay, Shad Moss is not Bow Wow anymore, and that's fine. Bow Wow got the private jets. Shad Moss don't. At least not yet, anyway. The moral of the story is, Shad Moss, you're not lying to me. You're lying to yourself. And a man who lies to himself and listens to his own lie comes to a point where he does not discern any truth in himself or anyone around him. I bet Shad Moss don't trust nobody simply because he don't trust himself. And why should he? When you're a 30-year-old grown-ass man who still got a little 10-year-old boy rap superstar living inside of him, Shad Moss at this point in his life is trans Bow Wow.
What?
And that's not healthy. Okay, dear Shad Moss, the truth will set you free, but you first have to realize which lie is holding you hostage. And the truth is, Shad Moss, you are not little Bow Wow anymore. Forget growing up hip-hop. You just need to grow up, period. Please give Shad Moss the biggest hee-haw, please. Damn.
My goodness.
All that easy?
Now, if Shad Moss is smart, he leaves this alone. But I fear today that Shad Moss is going to pull up to Teterboro Airport and either take a video of him about to get on a private jet, or he's going to take a video of him actually in a private jet. But the jet not going to take off. Okay. Or worse yet, Shad Moss might just blow the bread.
He got to blow the bread.
You think he's going
to
blow the bread?
He has to blow the bread.
That's what you're betting on?
He has to prove himself. He has to go to Teterboro today, and he has to spend that.
He does not have to.
You think he's going
to
blow the bread?
If he's going to Atlanta, it'll cost him about $20,000. Maybe $15,000 if he get a hookup. But if he's going to L.A., it's going to cost him $30,000. So he's going to spend $15,000.
So listen, whether he goes to Teterboro Airport to fake take pictures of him on the private jet or whether he blows the bread, the moral of the story is the frontin' will continue. Is Shad Moss smart enough to stop the frontin'? Find out on the next edition of Growing Up Bow Wow.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest with us this morning.
What it do?
From Detroit. What up, Doe? T Grizzly.
What's going on?
What's up, sir?
How long you been in New York just now?
We got here yesterday morning.
Okay, I was just trying to do some timing of things.
Yeah.
Because I know they just did the XXL freshman cover, so I was trying to figure out if you're on the freshman cover.
Right, I mean, that's soon to be revealed.
Okay, so maybe.
Now, T. Grizzly got a record out there, First Day Out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is... It's not your typical song.
It's not traditional.
It doesn't have a hook. He's just spitting on it, but it seems to be catching a lot of steam outside, not only in Detroit, but outside of Detroit.
Yeah.
So tell us about this song. You talk about a lot about in this song.
You give up a lot of information about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That song, when I first got locked up, right, a lot of people ain't know what I was locked up for.
What you get locked up for?
I got locked up for a smash and grab in Kentucky.
Smash and grab. What's a smash and grab?
A smash and grab is when you run in the jewelry store with a sledgehammer, smash whatever particular piece of jewelry that you want, and run out of there.
Two years later, you too big to be doing a smash and grab.
I know, but it was hectic for me back then.
Mm. Whose idea? That wasn't your idea.
It wasn't my idea.
Okay.
It wasn't my idea, but it made sense at the time.
The owner came out and made you guys, he had a gun.
Right.
And then he made you guys wait till the cops came.
Yeah.
And then that's how you guys ended up getting arrested.
Why? It wasn't even the owner. It was a customer. Dude that pulled the gun, I didn't even work there.
What a good Samaritan.
Right. He ain't even got nothing on the line. He
just said, oh, caught y'all.
Yeah.
What were you thinking when you were on the ground? Like, man.
I was sick.
Mm-hmm.
I was sick. I had called my grandma. She's like, what you doing all the way down there? I'm like, I don't know. They got me.
So wait a minute. You went from Detroit to go particularly to that store?
Yeah, y'all. That was the mission. Like, we planned on, we knew what we was going down there for.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And how far is that from your hometown?
That's like, I want to say a 6-7 hour drive.
So you figured you go 6-7 hours away, you get back home, nobody will ever know who you are because you're so far away, even if it's on camera.
You're an identifiable looking person, though, I feel like.
I know. We ain't had no hoodies, no masks on or nothing.
What?
How old were you?
I was like 19.
Oh, you ain't think this one through.
No.
You didn't think this
one
through.
We just going to walk up in there.
No. Now, you were sentenced to 18 months in jail, in Kentucky jail.
In Kentucky.
And how much time did you serve?
I served 9 months, then got paroled. And then they sent me to Michigan because I had a case in Michigan, too.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the case in Michigan for?
I was going to Michigan State, mm-hmm. and I was... breaking in dorms, so I got charged on home invasion at Michigan State.
Goodness gracious, let me put my phones away. Damn it, put your money away, E. Goodness gracious.
But you do know that you're very fortunate that things didn't turn out way.
I know it could have got way crazier.
Because Detroit is a crazy place too.
Yeah.
To even just grow up in.
Yeah, the two cases I was fighting hold a lot of time, but
mm-hmm.
we didn't go as far. Me and my co-defendants didn't go far enough for them to cook us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, in that song, you talked about that some of the people that you were charged with told on you.
Yeah, a couple of them, y'all.
So how did that play out? Because I mean, y'all did the crime,
right?
But they just wanted less time, I guess.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They told them y'all could keep going to school. We'll let y'all out right now, and you know they rode with that.
So what happens when you see them after that or speak to them?
I got so much going right now that I don't even pay no attention to it, but. If it was different circumstances, you feel me? Only Lord knows what happened to him.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because now you do have a lot going on. Now, back then when you were 19, did you have these aspirations of, I'm going to be an artist, I want to...
I didn't, for real. I ain't even had my mindset. Like, I didn't even know who I was at the time. The stuff I was doing just to show people that I would do it. And I was into everything. I ain't had no do's and don'ts, no principles for real. I was really still growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It really took for me to sit down to grow up and figure out what I need to do, how I need to think, and who I need to be.
I know from a young age, I read your parents were in and out of jail when you were growing up.
Right.
Did they ever try to talk to you about things like that, or was it just kind of you were running wild?
I mean, I had a lot of older people in my family that was like, don't do this, don't do that, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, all I'm seeing is what they doing, mm-hmm. and they doing what they telling me not to do. So I really don't know what else it is to do if this is all I'm seeing.
Right. You see how they're getting it, and you're like, well, that's just what life is.
Yeah.
And then your father's no longer with us, right?
Right.
But your mom is still.
Yeah, but she incarcerated.
Okay.
Yeah.
You speak to her often?
I speak to her often. Video visits, phone, all that type of stuff.
Is she getting out anytime soon?
No time soon. Hopefully, because they passing different type of laws. But
was it for drugs?
Yeah.
What does she have to say now about you being more successful?
I mean, she happy for me. You know what I'm saying? She's showing everybody in their pictures. Oh, this is my son. A lot of people that she locked up with know about me.
Is she locked up in Detroit? No,
she in Florida, Tallahassee, Florida.
In Florida.
You know, the feds send you all across the country.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how did you get into music then?
I always, in Detroit, it's like, it's kind of a like flashy, arrogant city, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people will rap to show people or to let other people know, like, this is what I got, this is what we be doing, this is how it is, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I got into it like that. And once I found out that I had some type of talent, I just started taking it serious.
Did you realize you had some type of talent? What was it that made you, was it other people? Was it that?
It was other people that was going crazy off of the stuff I said.
Mm-hmm.
It was other people around the city. But I used to think that my city was the industry. I really didn't care about the music going outside
Detroit.
You just
wanted to be hot in Detroit.
Yeah,
a nice local celebrity in Detroit, too.
Yeah, I feel like if I was a celebrity in Detroit, then I made it.
Right.
So you didn't start writing in jail. You was before you got locked up, you was already writing and playing with raps.
Yeah, but I was doing a lot of exaggerating, though. Mm-hmm. And I was doing a lot of what I thought people wanted to hear. When I got locked up, that's when I realized that if I really put some thought into it, I could tell my story and still make it sound interesting.
And then you did First Day Out.
Yeah.
And that record took off. How did that record start to take off? Because it's, I mean, you usually don't see artists that aren't signed and a record just popped like the way that it did.
Right.
How did it take off?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't know. Like, if I had the formula, I'd do it every time.
Right.
But sometimes that's the best way. There's no real formula.
Yeah.
All right, we got more with T Grizzly when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. T Grizzly's in the building. Now, in the song, you said you're on parole in two states. You can't move wrong. Feds trying to build a case.
Right.
Are they still trying to build a case on you?
I mean, that's what I keep hearing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I keep hearing. I'm on parole in Kentucky and Michigan. And every time I go report, you know what I'm saying, my officers be like, just make sure you're being careful. And, you know, because people want to see you back where you was at.
Can you perform in Kentucky?
I can.
You can. No problems. You don't need no restrictions.
I just got a call before I go down there,
mm-hmm.
and let them know that I'm coming.
Did you have a really good lawyer? How did you manage to get such little time for everything?
I ain't gonna lie. At first, I had a court appointed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one of my co-defendants, all of us had court appointed.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to, I think it's called pro bono or something like that, they have to give you one paid lawyer. And I ended up getting like the best paid lawyer down there. Like, I really, like, looked up. Mm-hmm. And he was black, so.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? He was rocking with me.
You still speak to him?
No, I know.
You got off that case. He was like, I'm out of Kentucky. Now, how is your mom and dad being in and out of jail affect the way that you were raised? Because did you look at that and say, they're making money, this is what I want to do? Or did you look at it and be like, I don't want to be nothing like that?
I looked at it and saw that that's what I wanted to do, because what I was exposed to growing up, I'm seeing people on drugs, I'm seeing alcoholics, and I'm seeing people being poor, and I'm seeing people into sports, but they still ain't got it. And then I'm seeing the people who selling drugs, and they living the best type of life.
Right.
Like, this all I'm exposed to.
Right.
So, of course, I wanted to be like that. You know what I'm saying? But as I got older, I questioned a lot, and I'm real observant. So as I got older and started seeing different stuff, I knew that it was more out there.
Do you still live in Detroit?
I do. Because I'm on parole there. I can't live outside.
Oh, so you can't. Do you want to leave, or do you feel like you want to stay?
I can leave, but I would have to switch agents. And I don't think no other parole agent would be as lenient as mine is, mm-hmm. right now. Like, she let me. Like, she for me. You know what I'm saying?
They want to see you win.
She want to see me win, yeah.
Now, are you nervous with making another single? Because I tell everybody, this single, this record was not supposed to be as big as it is. It's has no hook.
Right.
It's,
talk about a whole bunch of local stuff.
A whole bunch of local stuff. You talk about going to jail, but it works. People really, really feel it.
Right.
Now, does that give you pressure to make a quote-unquote single?
No, the reason I ain't nervous, I'm never nervous when it comes to music, because I feel the same about all my songs. I'm telling my story, I'm putting my all into it. And there's a lot of people that can relate to my story, because I'm from where a lot of people, majority of our population, come from. So I ain't never nervous.
How they treating you in Detroit now?
How they treat me there?
Yeah, like they love you.
They love me in Detroit. They really rooting for me in Detroit. You know, in a city when a rapper come out, somebody always beefing with somebody, or somebody always got something on their name. With me, it's just like, his name good, he ain't beefing with nobody. He reaching back to the city, and he 100, and I'm humble every time people run into me.
Do you feel like I know as an artist and you're working your music and you have to go to the clubs and everything like that, do you feel like sometimes, okay, I don't want to get into something unnecessary, so I don't want to do all that? Because I know a lot of incidents have happened, like, in Detroit with artists and stuff like that.
Right. I don't feel like I'll be put in that situation, because I done seen it so many times. So when it represents itself, I know when something ain't right. Like, I could kind of feel it and see it. So I really stay away from all of that. Not only do I got too much to lose, I got a lot of people depending on me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, if I don't make it, a lot of people ain't gonna make it.
They said that you read a lot when you were in jail.
Yeah.
What were you reading?
I read everything. I read hood novels. I read...
like love stories?
Real estate books.
Because all them hood novels is love stories, too.
Yeah. I read hood novels. I read real estate. I read business books. I read science. I read every type of book. Because it's like... sometimes they like... close the yard, close everything, you had to stay in your cell.
Mm-hmm.
And this could go on for months. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't had no TV when I first got locked up. But it was a whole bunch of books around. When I read my first book, I never read a whole book prior to me getting locked up. So when I read my first book, I fell
never
in love
in school
with it.
At all?
No, I never read a whole book before.
Wow.
Like, I skimmed through something, but I never read a whole book. When I read my first whole book, I loved it, so I just had people sending me books and was just reading.
This has been a great time for Charlamagne to promote his book,
like,
Black Privilege.
Book. You gotta read my book.
Yeah.
But he's on book tour right now.
What's his book called?
Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. In stores now, Audible is available as well.
Okay, bet. I'm gonna check that out.
I heard him say it a lot of times, so I can now recite everything that he would say if he was here.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out.
Are you concerned about, like, the young kids now, perhaps, like, not having the guidance and getting into things? Like, do you feel like you're the type of person? Because they could look at somebody like you and say, he's just like us.
Yeah.
You know, he made the mistakes that he made.
Yeah.
You were fortunate enough that you, you know, had, and probably you going to jail and sitting down for that period of time that you did was really beneficial.
Yeah, it was.
To you anyway. So do you ever talk to the kids? Because I'm sure you're somebody that they would really listen to.
I talk to them, and I want to talk to as many as possible, because it's like, I know what they need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So many people come in and speak, but we don't get nothing from it, because at the end of the day, when they leave, we still ain't got nothing to look forward to. And they really not qualified to even talk to us, because they don't know what we need to hear.
Right.
I know what they need to hear, because I've been in their shoes. You know what I'm saying? That's why I go to them high schools and talk to them and kick it with them. Because after I talk to them, I feel like they had something to look forward to.
Like, what do you say to the kids?
I tell them, first of all, you got to set some realistic goals.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff that we want to do coming from where we come from, we set goals that ain't realistic.
Right, like how you would exaggerate in your raps and talk about things.
Yeah,
right.
That, yeah, we want.
You're like, I'm not there yet.
Yeah, we want stuff to be an event instead of a process.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing we got to learn. They got to learn how the world work. They got to know.
I'm still surprised you did a smash and grab with no mask on, no nothing, with those dreads and how tall you are.
In Kentucky?
I had dreads at the time. Oh. I grew dreads when I was locked up.
Oh, okay.
I ain't want nobody lying.
And you like, how tall are you? Yeah, 6'3" people can't do no smash and grab.
Yeah.
That's just too
I was low. Way bigger like, than everything. I was like 320. Cool. And the plan was to run across the...
You was going to run?
It was a terrible plan. Were y'all high when you guys came up with this plan?
No. Man, some dudes came up with the plan that ain't even mentally laying like that to come up with no plan like that. No heist.
So you was just rocking with it. Because once you start going, you can't back out.
If you think about it right now, if me and T. Grizzly do a crime, right?
Right.
A guy comes out, I'm going to keep running. Because I figure they're going to catch T. Grizzly. If he's 320 at the time, 6'3",
yeah, they definitely catching
he's
him.
Tired.
Right.
I was out of there.
and if they did...
I got some type of speed, though. Plus, I would have fought. I would have got away.
And if they did catch Envy, he definitely would have said, I'll take the deal to go back to school.
No, I wouldn't have. I'd have went down on my own. Now, you know, you're a lyrical rapper.
Right.
A lot of the rap that's coming out now in the new rap is not as lyrical. They call it the mumble rap. What do you think about the whole mumble, quote-unquote, mumble rap phase?
I mean, it's working for them, so I ain't going to tell them to stop doing what's working for them. Mm-hmm. They feeding their families like that, you feel me?
But you were never into that?
No, because I don't know how to do it, for one. And for two, I wouldn't try to do it because they doing it, because I feel like if I want to be like everybody else, who's going to want to be like me?
True.
You feel me? So.
All right.
Well, we appreciate you for joining us.
T. Grizzly.
Yeah. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Memorial Day. What are you guys doing for Memorial Day, Yee?
Listen, you already know what I'm doing this Memorial Day weekend. I'm working. So make sure y'all come check me out. Let's be healthy this Memorial Day. We can come get your juice, and then you can go ahead and go to your barbecue. Balance, baby. That's what it's all about.
Give me the address. Give me the address.
277 Malcolm X Boulevard in Brooklyn in Bed-Stuy.
All right. Charlamagne, what you doing?
I'm at home in my bed minding my damn business.
Well, that's what you're doing now. What you doing later? You not barbecuing?
I doubt it. Maybe.
Well, everybody go to Uncle Charlotte's house. We're going to go to Uncle Charlotte's house, and we're going to barbecue at his house.
I mean, you'll all right, get to what's my that? House, give him the address, Charlamagne.
All right, when we come back, the People's Choice Mix is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.